Our next public hearing is ordinance amendment to close the C1 and create CR1 district.
This is a proposed ordinance to amend Chapter 115 zoning, Article 11, Part 1, relating to permitted uses and to close the existing C1 district. In Part 2, Section 3, to create a new CR1 district. And being Part 3, Article 10, to amend the B1 district relating to conditional uses.
Talk slow.
And Part 4, Article 20, to amend the height, the area, and bulk requirements.
Do you want to copy this?
Please pass one down for me, if you would.
It's large.
Well, he's passing that down. I'll save a little time. Rick, one change is to be made, and that is in Section 115.83.1. Take out the word legally, because it talks about the district and its various provisions and regulations shall continue to exist as they apply to a C1 district legally established under the procedures of this chapter. Makes it sound like you can end up with an illegally established C1 district.
That's fine. That's taken directly out of existing law that we have for the other closed district.
Well,
so, but we can, can take that out. I guess.
This doesn't make sense.
Okay. So it would just be C1 district established under the...
Yeah.
Okay. We can make that change. And I guess that would be a editorial change that we can make regardless.
Yeah, that's fine.
Rather than read the text of 13 pages for Wendy and Bruce, the synopsis refers that Part 1 of this amendment distinguishes certain indoor amusement places as permitted uses and outdoor amusements as conditional uses. It also provides that the existing C1 district be closed, thereby grandfathering existing zonings for C1 districts. Part 2 of the ordinance creates an entirely new zoning district modeled directly after the now closed C1 district. However, the new district would allow residential uses as a conditional use and at a maximum density of 20 units per gross acre. The new district also includes several text changes addressing issues raised by council and staff. Part 3 of the proposed ordinance limits any new B1 conditional uses for multifamily to a maximum density of 20 units per gross acre. And Part 4 amends the bulk, area, and height requirements to recognize as approved density in the B1 and new CR1 districts. And Part 5 adds Table 3 that establishes the gross density of 20 units per acre. The council over some time has expressed concerns about the multifamily use in a commercial district. They've also questioned the number of units, and we're not sure where they came up with the 20. 20 is, but over historically, when zoning started, there was no number in the interim zoning ordinance. For example, C Colony East was constructed on a not an overly large parcel, and they were permitted 1,000 units under one permit. Because single family, multifamily were under the same definition, there was no breakdown. So they came in, got a permit, and started construction. And then in early 70s, we created ordinances, and I believe at that time it was 18 units per acre. And then several years later, we amended it to back down that down to 12. And I think it was 36 at first.
Yeah.
And then it changed to 18, that's right. It changed early 70s, 36 units per acre to 18 units per acre to 12 units per acre over the years. Council's been concerned under public hearings, what we see, and through information provided by staff to the council, that we're seeing multifamily development of commercial acres, and then we're having to have rezonings of property for commercial to be able to provide the service and the retail benefit to those residential units. So we're using up a lot of our commercial areas for residential use. And that's one of the reasons for the proposed change. to allow for those activities to continue in the C1 district, but not permit those in the CR1 district unless they go through the provisions of this new ordinance. And I would just ask Rick to expand upon those comments.
This is probably, I think, the third variation on the theme to address the issue that was in the plan of reducing from 12 to 4 the number of units allowed in the commercial district. That's where all of this started. And as Mr. Lank indicated, there were issues over grandfathering on the existing C1 district and how do we deal with that, and other issues that came up. Should 4 be the right number? Should 0 be the number? Should it be someplace in between? And so we've tried a couple of, for the new members of the commission, we've already presented a couple of ordinances that have been rejected for one reason or another. And this, I think, is our closest reaching of the intent and the goal of the intent of the plan and the goal of council. We've grandfathered the existing, if this were adopted, we would grandfather the existing commercial C1 districts as they are and where they are.
At 12 per unit.
At 12 per unit, okay, 12 per acre. If this were adopted, it would be a classic floating zone. There are no properties attached to this district. It will be in the ordinance, but not assigned to any properties. Somebody would have to come in and apply for a rezoning from whatever it is, AR or even C1, to the CR district.
As a practical matter, would there be any reason why anybody would ever do that, go from C1 to CR1?
I don't know, but stranger things have happened.
Well, I'm going to get to that. What's the maximum density allowed under any other zoning classification?
I think 12. Is the highest.
12 is the highest, and that's in the HR, right?
That's correct. And the C1.
In the HR and C1 current.
Right.
And to be fair to the council, I think the discussion ranged from 0 to some number, and a lot of numbers were thrown around. And I think the idea is, since the main difference between what is allowed in C1 now and what would be allowed under CR1 is through the conditional use with the CR1, that if you're applying for a conditional, after you've gone through the process of getting the CR1 zoning, then you still have to go through the conditional use process, public hearing, planning commission, public hearing, county council. During that process, even if you requested 20 units an acre, they still, through the conditional use process, have the ability to reduce it to whatever, some number.
But why would we want to state a number like 20 when we're already trying to get away from 12?
Right. Well, and the Mr. Lank didn't read it into the record yet, but we've got a letter that we received from engineering department
that
clearly indicates the problem with that kind of an approach.
And aren't we setting ourselves, or wouldn't the engineering department be dealing then with the issue that county council just dealt with on Tuesday, where you have a land use decision with EDUs that maybe aren't consistent with what somebody's applying for from land use? That seems like an issue that's not dealt with. The other thing is, I have a concern about this, Rick, since you're involved with the land use plan,
mm-hmm.
Where in the land use plan or what in the land use plan would support 20 units?
Well,
let me back up with that. What in the land use plan, what development district supports 20 units? I mean, how can we, the commission or the county, come back in and say, well, it's in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan update? Is there any reference to that in the plan?
I'm not familiar with. I wasn't involved in the drafting of it, but in my reading of it, I don't recall anything higher than 12. And in fact, as I said in the beginning, the where all of this started was, and it a goal of the plan to reduce it from 12 to 4. And to address the concerns that we've talked about here, one way, and I don't know how you guys want to deal with this, but one alternate could be to recommend it approved with zero as what's permitted as a conditional use for the density of multiple family. But part of the reason this is still out here is because there's a concern for allowing mixed-use development that would allow for commercial with some residential, and if you don't allow any residential, you eliminate that option. Okay. So one, let me just finish my train of thought. One possibility would be to not allow, to zero out the residential multiple family sole standing, but allow maybe up to 4 units or some number, so long as the first floor is reserved for commercial uses in every structure, and that the density doesn't exceed whatever number, 4 units, 2 units, 5 units, whatever number you choose. And that would all have to be presented as part of the conditional concept, and you would show however many buildings on whatever the size tract is, and at a minimum, first floor commercial, you could have 100% commercial, but you can't have 100% residential in any structure.
And that would take care of those folks wishing to do the mixed use.
Exactly.
And I think that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Now, that's not part of this, and may even require redrafting the whole thing to do it. I don't know. Maybe there's an amendment we could come up with. Yeah, but that seems to me one way, anyway, of addressing some of the concerns of 20's too high, 0's too low, the need for mixed use development of some form.
You can have
all that.
Are you suggesting that the mixed use be part of the ordinance and not by conditional use? I mean, I don't have a problem with that if it was worded to so that it's.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I guess if, from my standpoint, if a true mixed use is the direction we want to go, I would think probably a mixed use type district, that's what it does and that's why you're doing it, would be created.
Oh, okay.
The way I started this was there may be a way to amend this to allow, change it from 20 to 0 and then add some language that allows a mixture under certain circumstances and okay. Explain what those circumstances are.
I'm not those sure you one, that yeah. All starts, I'd like to think about that because that starts talking yeah. about such a substantive amendment that you're
right
back to the point.
So you're reducing it from 20 and you're allowing some number in between.
Yeah.
You're right. It may end up being a substantive like what you're talking about. But like I said, it's in my mind, it's either that kind of an amendment or a district itself and start all over again with a separate.
Well, I think at any rate that 20 needs to be reduced to something substantially smaller, just my opinion. Or you're going to have a parade, you know.
Everybody's going to take it from C to 20.
That could be.
The problem that the commission's faced with on any one of those applications, and I think it would be the problem that an applicant would be faced with on any one of those applications, as you all know, it's got to be in conformity with the land use plan, and you're going to be hard-pressed under the current land use plan to show that what you're doing to go to CR1, which isn't even talked about in the land use plan, at 20 units an acre, an applicant's going to have a big hill to climb on that.
Well, going back to the example that you just cited about Tuesday's council meeting, there was a legitimate difference of opinion as to what was needed in terms of the sewer improvements. The engineering department was pretty adamant about 18 units. The developer thought that with certain improvements, which they would be willing to fund, 30 would be appropriate. And so the argument that, well, you can request 20, but if there's a engineering department plan that says you can only get six, then we'll reduce it to six. Well, we've already seen by the action Tuesday that that's not necessarily going to happen. It could still be 20.
It worked on one application, not the other. Can I just put this memo into the record real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay. We did receive a memo from the Sussex County Engineering Department from John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning, and it is dated today, March 23rd of 2006. And the purpose of this memo is to express our concerns regarding the mentioned amendment. The South Coastal Area Planning Study has cost $388,959. The North Coastal Planning Area Study has cost $671,366. Numerous hours and dollars have been spent preparing these planning studies to provide sufficient sewer capacity for many areas of Sussex County. However, none of these plans have been prepared using the 20-unit acre densities that are mentioned in this proposed amendment. If this zoning designation is approved as proposed, it would render all the studies which have been in progress for South Coastal Area Planning Studies and North Coastal Planning Areas obsolete. They would need to know where these areas would be, how many there could be, to even start work to study the impacts that could be caused by these increased capacities. We believe a decision to approve this type of change is more appropriately addressed in the next update of the county's comprehensive plan, so the overall impact is assessed properly. Approval of this amendment would seriously affect existing wastewater collection, transmission, and treatment facilities. This would also cause us to spend more time and money revisiting these planning areas and delay important planning decisions. In fact, several important projects being funded by the development community would be delayed pending the incorporation of higher densities. And again, it was signed by John J. Ashman, County Engineering Director of Utility Planning.
And I can tell you from direct involvement in the SCAPS plan, they looked at every single parcel within that study area and assigned units to every single parcel based on existing or anticipated use, depending on the zoning. And so it's not an exact science, but it's as close to an exact science as you can get.
And typically what they did on the projects, they looked at maximum four. If it wasn't zoned for something higher, that would be the maximum. They actually gave areas that were not in C1 or not HR as four units.
And 6.6 if it were vacant commercial.
Right, and they looked at every parcel. That's right. I spent a few meetings with them when they questioned me on certain parcels where they had questions and concerns.
Right. Any other comments before we solicit the public? Okay, is there anyone here with an interest in the ordinance regarding the closing of C1 and the creating of CR1? Well, now, apparently not. Anyone else have any questions or comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing and invite the two of you that are remaining to spend the rest of your Thursday night with us.
To see if we take any action on this.